time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we look at a passage from 2 Kings chapter 10. Now, there was a man by the name of Jehu who was in the process of taking over the kingdom of Israel. One of his first actions was to start a campaign to rid the land of paganism. And along the way, he runs into a well-known and respected man of God. And Jehu says to him, verse 16, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." Do you see anything wrong with this statement? Anyone who calls on another person to witness his or her zeal for religion or works of charity has little to do with both, as much as it does serving their own turn. In other words, Jehu's immodest display of his zeal revealed how little he had God's glory in mind. It should have been, "Come and see the works of God," but it was about himself and what he was doing for God. This touches on a great application for our own lives. Take note, doing good deeds for our own self-glorification will never bring lasting gratification. Consider the words of Jesus on this issue, Matthew chapter 6, verses 1-4. "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound the trumpet before you as the hypocrites, that they may have glory for men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have the reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret." If you go around trying to get people's attention to see your good deeds, then as Jesus said, you've received your reward. But understand, that's not to say that no one can ever know when you do something good. Sometimes it's not even possible. Jesus is talking about the heart here. If you are seeking attention and glorification for it, then you got your reward. But not simply because someone's seen or heard of your deeds. That's why Jesus said, if you go around blowing a trumpet, you know, "Hey, look at me, look, over here, somebody doing good deed, take a look." If we're being honest, we'll admit that human nature tends to seek glory for good deeds. We tend to like pats on the back. But this could lead one down a very slippery slope if the heart behind the deeds are for the wrong reason. So let's ask ourselves, do we blow the trumpet every time we're doing a good deed? We would do well to remember, one who has true zeal for God will always want God to receive the glory. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week, and until next time, this is Dave signing out.